When people take their jobs too seriously.
Yes. Yeah, he's right there. She's right here. That shit was loud as fuck. That early, too? You still have sleep? Yeah. It's okay.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
It is something I have a fascination with, folks that take their bit of power much further. Like, I don't know. It happens. Like, obviously, we're talking about, like, security people and stuff like that at the airport and all that. But, like, I love it around here. Like, somebody gets, you know, you get to be, you're like the assistant program director or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're in charge now.
Remember when Abe was in charge?
Yeah.
Abe's still in charge.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Abe was in charge.
He got the official bump up for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
No, remember that little note was on the wall. Like when Conti was out the first couple days, Bo was in charge, and then Bo left, and then Abe was going to be in charge Abe's for one day.
Yeah, Abe's like third in command right
Didn't
now.
Didn't he dress up, too?
Oh, yeah. Tucked his shirt in.
Yeah.
He was telling
his teeth.
Yeah. He was telling people to go to break on time.
Yeah, all that other bullshit. That
make sure you tease ahead.
Like, but I do TSA people, like, because we've flown everywhere, but there's no airport like Atlanta Airport when it comes to TSA.
No.
None.
As far as yelling at people?
Yes. There's no airport that I've been in that is like Atlanta's TSA.
I don't get people's beef with that, though.
No, I don't care. I'm always compliant.
If you look at the people, there is a right way and a wrong way, and if you've ever traveled before, you should know.
But they be loud as fuck,
Shoes off. Have your belt off. Don't make them yell at you. Don't come up there completely unprepared to go through.
Yeah. Sure.
Those are the people that they yell at.
But I'm cool on that. But don't be like, if my bag is not turned a certain angle, you goddamn jerking my shit around. Like, hold on, lady.
Yeah. They're mean.
They're like, mean as hell.
Atlanta TSA people are. They're. Oh, yeah. That job must not.
Everything is their fault.
Right. I do wonder if
you're delayed is their fault.
Oh, yeah.
If they have more job security than other TSA people or whatever. Because other TSA agents at other airports just aren't like that. They're just not as mean.
But I mean, it's the busiest international airport in the world.
It is. My buddy who came for my birthday, got up and went to the airport on Sunday morning. Flight was at 10:30, got there at 8:45, whatever, plenty of time. He texted me at like 10:15. He was like, is it normal to still be in line for security for an hour and a half? And I was like, I won't say normal, sometimes, but it does happen sometimes.
Well, he missed his flight.
He was like, yeah, I think I'm going to miss my flight. And I was like, wow, that sucks.
He missed it 3 hours prior, man.
He missed it.
Oh, that sucks.
And he was the most hungover of anyone.
Yes, he was. He was fucked up.
Sam had a rough night on Saturday night.
He's fucked up.
But, yeah, luckily he was able to get on an 11:30 flight because he's going to L.A. There's a million flights going to L.A. Right. So he was able to just get on the next plane. But I was like, I mean, if you need me to come get you, we can run it back on Sunday.
Yeah, he was fucked up. That's just horrible, dude. But, yeah, I was like, God damn, lady. Relax.
Yeah.
But I do everything I can to comply. Whatever.
I know the airport is a high stress place. It just is. Like, you know, there's people that have never flown before, or there's people that are late, or people don't like to fly, so people are stressed out. When people have kids now going through that, like, that's stressful, but it's just,
It's crazy because I
miss the days of flying solo and just being able to waltz through the airport, have a couple beers, whatever.
I think I was playing for the Rams, and I came back for something, and I was leaving, and I don't know what happened, but I had to go get extra security, extra whatever, and dude, I was like, hold on, dog. Hold on. You're going a little too far, a little too fucking high with your fucking hands, bro. And he was like, well, I'm just doing, I was like, dog, if I got a bomb in my asshole, then, hey, we just, like, but I'm like, dog, that shit ain't fucking cool right there, man.
Yeah, take it easy, man. That's what you have x-ray machines
for. Yeah, dog,
for.
I was like, hey, man, take it fucking easy, bro. All right, between that and that fucking, because I gotta go through the one where you gotta put your hands over your head. Like, I gotta skink scoot through it and not sit off. I can't walk straight through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, okay, I got my watch. I don't ever take my dog tags and watch off. And so, okay, bam, here you go. Can you take the watch off and turn it inside out?
What? Am I on some sort of watch list? Happening here?
Yeah, sometimes. But yeah, that one time that motherfucker stick me in that room, I was like, hold on, dude. You get a little too fucking handy.
You put the glove on?
He was like, no, he said, I'm going to do it with the back of my hand over your buttocks. I was like,
over your buttocks.
I was like, all right.
Back of your hand.
And then he went back up between my like, hold on,
better
dog.
Better than front of your
hand. I was like,
hand.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. You don't touch me like that, man.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
All right. Yeah, that's like them fucking bounces back in the day when he used to pat people down all the time. Like, dude, Chill out. Do you like touching men's cocks?
A lot of them probably do.
Maybe.
And that's
maybe
the that's thing job about for it. You. Get to, they be flipping it like, dude. I ain't got no fucking gun, man. I'm coming
females,
to hang out.
Females getting overly touched at airports is not a new thing.
Yeah, that's just creeps. Yeah. That's just creeps.
Well, there's just as many
but there's,
dudes
there's
that
creeps
touch
on, yeah,
like
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
There could be creeps. There's both all kinds of creeps.
Yeah, man.
I will say this. The one nice thing about traveling with kids at the Atlanta airport is they do tend to give you, like, they see us, like, especially when we have both of them, like a double stroller. Mm-hmm. They're like, those guys are going to fuck this up for everybody. Get them through.
Yep.
They'll take us through the super fast. Yeah. Like,
but well, that's what they should like do, whenever man. Y'all board the plane and they say kids, infants, everything, do y'all go first? Do y'all go on first?
We do. See, but I think what we're going to do now.
I'd rather go on first so I can get me a seat. And you know, if some airlines, you got to pay for your carry-on. I don't fuck that. Just put it so I have overhead space.
Yeah.
But she likes to fucking wait. She wants
why?
To. Because you can't have in Sebastian, like.
Yes. That,
oh,
so
on the plane,
on the plane
all,
with Sebastian.
And it may have even been Donna that gave us this tip, but somebody gave us the tip of, like, next time, one parent go on with all the shit,
yes.
like the bags and the stroller and stuff, and get all that taken care of.
Yeah.
The other parent, just let them, because they just want to run around.
Yep.
And once you get on the airplane, they can't run around. Yeah. That's an extra 45 minutes they're sitting. Yeah. So let them run in the terminal, do all the shit they have to do, and then get on last. Because you
makes
have your
sense.
Seats and everything.
Yeah.
So that's probably what we'll do next.
That's just let you go through first.
What I'd really like to do is never fly again.
Yeah.
Because I hate flying.
But no. Yeah. But we got all that. My wife has all the fucking plane hacks.
I bet. She probably was the one that told us
my wife
that's
has all.
That's
all
a great
that,
tip.
Between that puck, like carry on, like how we, I'm like, dog. Because we go on vacation and my wife has a brand new wardrobe. Like literally a brand new fucking wardrobe.
For every vacation?
Every vacation. And then, like, she tries,
clothes,
she outshines me. Everywhere we go, she has brand new everything.
Yeah, what like, do you got for Bora Bora?
It's the same thing I always wear on the fucking cruises and everything else.
You got to get
tank tops. I got a nice shirt for dinner.
Yeah.
I bought me a nice little.
But I feel like you're out there, like, you know.
I'm wearing more Tommy Bahama shirts this trip. Okay. They're not necessarily Tommy Bahama shirts. They're
that kind of
short
deal.
Short sleeve.
Yeah.
Flowery.
Yeah, but if you wanted to get exotic, Bora Bora would be the time to do it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm aware of, though. I'm like, shouted. All these fucking boxes coming while you were gone. Oh, that's for the trip. Shawty box heavy as fuck.
I mean, isn't Bora Bora in the Caribbean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm wearing.
No, it's over there.
It's
over by Samoa.
French Polynesia, kind of.
Okay. But
yeah,
it's warm.
It's by Samoa. That's like the and it's not close to Samoa, but that's the thing it's closest to.
That shit is going to be awful.
It's in the middle
it's
of
like,
nowhere.
It's going
to
be
almost to Japan. Yeah, because that's where
but Samoa it's not is near anything.
Yes.
I bet it's 3 hours from Samoa.
Probably. It's 5 hours from Hawaii.
It's just, I mean, it's crazy. I looked at it on a map.
Plane.
And then we got to get on a boat.
No. Yes, we do.
Oh, from the airport?
Yes, we got to get on the airport. We land down there. She's trying to explain it to me. And then we're going to spend the night wherever the airport is. And then we got to get on a boat and go to the island that we're staying at.
Wow. But I bet that's a pretty short boat trip.
I don't know, dog.
Probably.
I don't know, man.
I don't
it's
know.
Just like, you know me, I don't fuck with water like that.